Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Our story today is from a newspaper, and it begins, "Dear Editor, I suppose there are times during the year that editors dread worse than any other times, and that is when spring poets and fall prophets try to break into print, but the signs this year have been so conflicting that I was wondering if you could tell us whether it would be better to lay in a good supply of fuel or depend on our borrowing enough from our neighbors, unknown to them, to carry us through. The muskrats are building their nests high, which is a sure sign that the winter will be open and wet, and the corn husks are heavy and thick, which is a sure sign that winter will be long and hard. The hair on the horses is short and thin, which is a sure sign that winter will be open and wet. The hair on the dogs is long and thick, which is a sure sign that winter will be long and hard. The girls' bathing suits this year were short and skimpy, which is a sure sign that the winter will be open and wet. The men are wearing more beards, sideburns, or burnsides, or whatever you call them, and mustache, goatees, and in between then for years, which is a sure sign that winter will be long and hard. Now, which of these signs are we to believe, or are we supposed to pay our money and take our choice? But I suppose the most of us are depending on what Charlie Sargent said that Charlie Colver told him, that Charlie Rubin said that Charlie Whaley told him, that Charlie Cohn said that Charlie Lund told him, that Charlie Clark said that William Price told him, that William Shipton said that William Gurr told him, that William Crow said that William Hunt told him, that William Eisenhart said that Bob Vogler told him, that Bob Early said that Bob Harris told him, that Bob Little said that Rob Percival told him, that John Fellett said that John Eisenhart told him, that John Munt said that John Nevis told him, that John Burkhart said that John Bixby told him, that Frank Burnham said that Elmer Boyd told him, that Dick Lord said that Peter Wapato told him that snow would be white this winter and three squaws deep. Yours for an open and wet winter, W.M. Emerson." And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.